If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Hey guys, so before we start this episode, I do just want to quickly mention that there is actually a special bonus episode coming out today. It's with the writer and director of the movie, Everything to Me. Her name is Casey Lacob, and it's a new movie about a girl raised in Silicon Valley amid Apple co-founder Steve Jobs' successful return to the company. It's just jam-packed with Apple Easter eggs, tons of inspiration and relationships, and just things that has to do with Apple, and then obviously the personal life of the person in the story. It's out in theaters today, so definitely go check out the special episode with our interview with Casey. Welcome back to another episode of the Mac Rumor Show. Hartley, it is time, man. This is it. This is the last show before, well, next week when we talk about probably the same stuff, but everything is definitive. It's launched. I'm sure there will be new things coming out, but are you excited for the iPhone awe-dropping event?
I feel more excited for this iPhone event than I think I've been for an iPhone event for quite a while.
Oh, interesting. I thought your vibes were low last time I asked you this.
No, I think that when you think about successive upgrades, it feels like, especially with the Air and the Pro models, not with the standard iPhone 17, but with those other three devices at least, these upgrades do feel bigger than they have been in recent years. I feel like we are getting slightly more features and a more refreshed aesthetic for the device as well than we've had for really quite a long time. I can't remember an upgrade that's maybe this significant since perhaps the iPhone 12.
Yeah, probably. And then maybe the 10. I don't know. The 10 just always sticks out to me because that was such a... Can we say iconic? Can we say that was an iconic moment
I agree.
For the iPhone? It was a turning point for sure. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm excited. I'm always excited, though. I think when it gets to this point, I'm basically the golden retriever of Apple. Well, I don't call myself a journalist like you guys do because you actually do journalism. I'm more of a content creator, and I do review products, but, you know, it's a little bit different. It's a little more relaxed. And so maybe I am just more excited at the fact that I can just get new things to play around with and have new content and stuff. So we're not sitting here speculating the whole time.
But it is nice that we have new iPhones that will even just look different. I think we've got very used to the aesthetic that is, it's pretty much been around, I would say, since the iPhone 11. I know the iPhone 11 Pro had the rounded design and the iPhone 12 moved to the squared off design, but both had that sort of the same camera bump on the back with the three lenses and the same frosted glass. And although we've had things over the years like Dynamic Island, these have been relatively iterative, whereas I feel like this time the whole chassis is changing, the material is changing, but also even the way that the back has been engineered with having this glass cutout and the camera bump that goes the whole way across, it should look really quite substantially different. I mean, that's why Apple's redesigning all of its cases. The whole aesthetic here is different. And I know that it's not all about the design and how it looks, but I think a lot of people are in it for the new design every year. That's what people really do crave.
I mean, it is a new design, but it's also like, okay, so I do have a question about the design. First off, I was going to say, it's really just the camera bump being extended across and the Air is different. The Air is different, but for the Pro and the Pro Max, I mean, I just kind of feel like that's really the biggest difference. However, is this actually happening or not? Because I see many renders and dummy units, and I know that they're dummy units, so they probably didn't go this far, but is the whole like separate cutout thing happening at the bottom, or is it just going to be seamlessly integrated? It can't be, right? If it's aluminum and glass, there has to be
some
sort of...
it will be seamlessly integrated.
Okay, good. Because I do like the way that looks with that like other rectangular area that's separate.
I agree. I think it looks really good. And I think there's been a lot of confusion as well in the rumor mill about the camera bump, where some renders have been depicting it as a separate glass cutout. But that just isn't what we have been told. We are expecting it to be integrated with the aluminium unibody, just like the iPad Pro.
Okay, good, because the glass does not look good in some of those renders and dummy units that I've seen. I don't like that.
I agree. But I do think it is a really significant design change. I think the move back to aluminium makes a lot of sense thermally, obviously, which is we hinted to last week with the event invites. But also, the finish will be different. What they're able to do with the colors will be different. It should feel different in the hand. This will change the weight of the device. I expect with that larger camera bump, also the way it's balanced will feel slightly different.
I mean, I agree with you in that it is going to be a pretty big redesign with everything that you just laid out. I'm just saying from a visual standpoint, if that, you know, kind of cutout area wasn't there, and especially if that piece was all glass, I feel like most average people will look at it and be like, okay, so they made that bigger. What else is different? Like not knowing that the switch to aluminum potentially until they get their hands on it and feel it. But I am glad that you are hopefully right about the fact that that cutout is there, because then I think it does add a little bit of extra just kind of oomph to the redesign, and especially if it is that aluminum to glass ratio that we're expecting. So I am excited for that personally. Obviously, the orange color, I really like the blue, and the black version looks really, really good in some of the renders that we've seen. I'm excited for the Pro, and then obviously the rest of the line. I think the 17's just the stepchild here that's getting pushed aside. I hate to say it, but... Hey guys, just want to let you know this episode of the Mac Rumors Show is sponsored by Rula. You know, one of the hardest parts about therapy isn't deciding to go. It's actually finding the right therapist who takes your insurance, has availability, and doesn't cost a fortune. That's where Rula comes in. Rula is a healthcare company that makes high-quality mental health care simple, affordable, and accessible. They work with over 15,000 licensed therapists and psychiatrists nationwide, and the average copay is only about $15 per session when using insurance, sometimes even as low as zero depending on your plan. Now, what I really like about Rula is that they stick with you on your entire journey, helping you match with the right therapist, to scheduling, to checking in on your progress. You're never on your own. Every provider is carefully vetted so that you know you're getting quality care from someone who's there to help you succeed. So if you've ever felt stressed, anxious, or you just need someone to talk to, this is the easiest first step you can take. Thousands have already trusted Rula to support them on their journey toward improved mental health and overall well-being. So head on over to Rula.com/Mac to get started today. After you sign up, they ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Go to Rula.com/Mac and take the first step towards better mental health today. You deserve quality care from someone who cares. Thanks, Rula, for sponsoring this episode.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
The entry level 17 is a bit of a lame duck in the lineup. Really, all that's getting is the A19 chip, a slightly larger display with slimmer bezels. It is getting an upgraded front facing camera, just like all of the other models, and it gets ProMotion. That's it, as far as we know. There probably will be some other little features thrown in there, maybe longer battery life. But there's not much going on with that device. And it speaks to the fact that the iPhone 17 is becoming much more of a high-end E model in the way that Apple is positioning it. And that's why long-term it's going to become the, well, at least it will actually be the following year, the iPhone 18 and 18e will debut alongside each other rather than be split up, because they're far more similar. The cameras definitely are a big area of change this year. I'm very excited for the upgraded front-facing camera. It feels like we haven't had an upgrade to that that's been significant for a very long time. I don't remember when we moved to 12 megapixels, but that must have been probably with the iPhone 11 around then, maybe the iPhone XS. It's been a long time. And moving all the way up to 24 megapixels now, that is really good and should be really useful for a lot of content creators, people who like taking selfies.
Quick Google search tells me, and again, this is AI overview, so haven't had a chance to vet that, but it says iPhone 11 was the first to feature a 12 megapixel front-facing camera.
That makes sense. And that is now quite a long time ago. And also, we're expecting to move to this 48 megapixel telephoto on the Pro models, which means that all three of those rear cameras are now up to 48 megapixel, which unlocks an ability to crop in, I'm hoping. That means you effectively get two lenses on the wide and two lenses on the telephoto. So you get five different focal lengths. Although some of those are cropped in, they function like optical lenses. It's not a digital zoom. So I think that's really exciting.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a big upgrade. Even like we talked about, I think we talked about this last week, even enough to say if you've got a 16 and some of these other, you know, areas of emphasis that Apple's focusing on for this year is intriguing to you, then it might even be worth upgrading 1 year. But I would say definitely, you know, 3+ and 2 is probably just up to you and whether or not you can do it. But anything else, I mean, if you're thinking about it, absolutely go ahead. You know what's been bothering me, by the way, side note, all the posts of people saying that they've bought an iPhone 16. It's been driving me crazy. I'm sorry. Just needed to...
I mean, they are trying to clear their inventories at carriers and plenty of stores, but...
I'm not talking about the people that actually bought one. If you did, cool. I'm guessing you probably don't care whatever comes next and you just needed a new phone. I'm not saying the people that say they bought it on like Twitter or Instagram just for engagement drives me insane.
Well, that's anyways. What engagement bait's meant to do.
Oh, but I don't actually engage with it. I just get angry and click off and I'm like, enough internet for me today. It's just that joke is so overplayed. All right, let's go with the Air and then we'll move on to some of the other things because while it is an iPhone-centric event, there are other products that are going to be happening. We've spent most of the time talking about the Pro and Pro Max features and you know a lot of it's going to be kind of with the Air as well in terms of like what you're going to be getting. There's going to be some feature parity. I just mostly want to know if you're what your interest level is in the Air. Like, is it
it's getting lower, higher? There is a higher level of interest from me than there was in the Plus, and I think most people would say that. Mm-hmm. I mean, even
would you ever
I, as
consider using it like main phone? It's the camera, I know.
But it's the camera. Yeah. It's just the camera. And I would be maybe willing to give up the ultra wide. I just can't give up that telephoto. I'm too reliant on it. And maybe I will eat my words next year when the first foldable iPhone comes out. And that is also missing the telephoto. So maybe I should bite the bullet now and just buy the Air.
What if Apple just puts in a really good lens that is able to crop in digitally? And you just, but it's it would still need to be like quality, like at least get to 4x. Could you live with the 4x somewhat optical quality?
Absolutely,
zoom?
Absolutely. Okay. But that would need to be on like a 100 megapixel sensor, which we just don't have on any iPhones. We're not expecting to get that really for the foreseeable future. We're going to get variable apertures before we get those sorts of features.
I'm still not even sure how well that would work either. Like Samsung has three or four cameras on their phones and they still, a 200 megapixel camera, by the way, which it looks fine, but like they still add a telephoto lens too. So I don't know.
I'm really interested to see how popular the Air is. And we've discussed this a lot over the last year, but especially amid some of the latest pricing rumors. So today there was a report that suggested that the iPhone 17 Air would start with 256 gigabytes of storage. And it would start at $1,099.
Nope. That's just putting it to its early death, in my opinion. But go ahead.
But how many people are going to make that evaluation? I really don't know. Because that is coming in at actually more expensive than the Pro models do today. So will that be enough that if you were ordinarily the sort of person that buys a Pro iPhone, maybe now you are being actually pushed toward the Air quite actively at that price point, which means maybe we will see more iPhone 17 Airs around, far more than we see the Plus. I have no doubt about that, really. But maybe it is going to just fall between the cracks here, and you are either going to get people that are going to buy an iPhone 17 or iPhone 16e at less than $800, or you're going to get people that want a Pro device that are going to spend over $1,200. But this weird kind of just over $1,000 price point for this phone with only one camera and a shorter battery life, is that an attractive enough proposition? I don't know.
I feel like it's going to help sell. Maybe early on, it's going to help upsell some more iPhone 17 Pro and Pro Max, which... What's the rumored price? Is the price supposed to change for the Pro? Is it still $999?
No, that's now going to be above the Air.
So $1,199 for the standard Pro?
We obviously don't know. And it could be anywhere from $50 increase to $300 increase.
That's insane. But if like the I mean, I guess if you look at it from a subsidized price point, it's going to be like $5 to $10 extra. I feel like if the prices are close and that Air is at over $1,000 or maybe it goes $999 for the Air and $1,099 for the Pro, I feel like more people would just do the Pro at that point because it's small enough and it has more features and you have more cameras. et cetera, et cetera. If it was in that $8.99, $7.99 price point, which probably wouldn't happen, but if it was at $8.99 where the Plus was, then I feel like the people who just wanted a super thin phone and didn't really care about all the other features would have continued to buy that because it checks off the boxes that they wanted and it's cheaper by a few hundred dollars at minimum than the Pros and they don't need that stuff. But when you're so close together, I feel like if you were like, oh, okay, yeah, I like the idea of a really thin and lightweight phone, but like the Pro isn't really that much. I can settle for that. Look at all the extra features I'm getting. You're just pushing them to that point, in my opinion.
I totally wrong, agree. And it will be really interesting to see where the Air goes long term, because the Air is, it's effectively a necessity right now, regardless, because the Plus simply did not sell well. The Mini did not sell well before that. So offering a larger screen but not Pro model iPhone, there is space for that in the lineup. But also Apple needed to engineer something like this to allow it to get used to developing something thin enough that could be transferred over to the foldable iPhone. But when we eventually do have the foldable iPhone next year, where does the Air go from there? If this does not sell well, could we see the Air phased out within 2 years, because all that technology has moved over to the foldable and it just isn't that popular? These new pricing rumors do have me a little concerned for it.
What'd you do there?
I just dropped something. Yeah.
You fidgeting around with stuff?
I am fidgeting. I'm always fidgeting at the desk. It's terrible.
That distracted me. What did you say? What was the last thing you said? You don't even remember, do you?
No.
That's fine. Yeah, I mean, I am hoping that the Air is something that takes off, because I think it is, like you said, far more intriguing to me than the Plus. And so I hope that Apple doesn't put it at that price point. I really think $799 is fine. However, I do understand if it is going to be getting a Pro chip, even if it's been down to ever so slightly, if it's getting titanium, which is still weird to me because we're just moving off of titanium on the Pros, whatever. We don't need to rehash that. You have one camera, but all the phones are getting promotion this year. There is such a blur now amongst all of this that like it really makes it hard for me to tell you which one to get, which honestly, at this point though, you should know what you need and what you don't need. And if you don't care, then just pick whatever. Pick the cheapest one. Pick the most expensive one. It won't matter. You'll be happy with whatever. Personally,
it is,
if you're an iPhone person.
A very weird and crowded iPhone era we are entering now. And considering that you've still got the 16e hanging around, and we probably will still have the iPhone 16 on sale at the very least, you could even keep the 16 Plus around. I don't know whether Apple will, but they certainly could. This is a strange era, and especially when we add the foldable next year, that's a lot of different models to choose from. I think a lot will also come down on the Air to battery life, because if the battery life is weaker than the 17, and obviously weaker than the iPhone 17 Pro, I don't know how many people are going to be willing to move to a lower battery life in exchange for a thinner design. It feels like people have actually been crying out for a while to move away from thin designs in favor of longer battery. As I say, I understand why it's necessary for the foldable and why it's good to try something different when the Plus just doesn't sell that well. But it does leave the lineup in an interesting place and probably a more confused place, especially considering that the 17 still has two cameras, but the Air doesn't. And that's a cheaper device, so you can shoot spatial video on that, but you can't on the Air.
Spatial video just seems like a useless thing. No offense.
Well,
I mean, let's just be real. No one owns a Vision Pro. Even if you do own a Vision Pro, you probably aren't remembering to shoot spatial video in the moment where it seems cool to do that.
I do agree.
I'm speaking from my own personal experience. It's a cool feature.
The ultra wide as a whole is a weird feature now on the entry level iPhone, because that is going to stand out as the iPhone with the ultra wide at that end, where it's bookended by the 16e that doesn't have an ultra wide, and the 17 Air that also doesn't. But why would you upgrade to get that camera? Why would you move from a 16 or 17e? up to the 17 just to get that camera and dynamic island.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch brand. Plus, Zyn offers a robust rewards program. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Extra Value Meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Listen, I think people are very smartphone hypocritical. Me too. What's the main complaints that you, just not a tech person like you or I, we're weird, okay? Let's just pull it back and go to the normal folks out there. All of my friends and people that complain and the comments on the internet, which you people that are watching and commenting on every video, I wouldn't necessarily call you the normal folks either, because you're taking time out of your day to watch these videos. And so you obviously have some level of interest. But like, I would say TikTok and Instagram reels, that is the common folk that people are just scrolling through. And if they see something that's targeted them with an iPhone, some of them comment. And all the comments that I see is like, I don't care about this. I just need more battery life. And you know, I want my phone to not be so big and heavy. Well, you can't have both of them. I mean, in some ways, you can have a good, happy medium. But there are people who are like, oh, these phones are getting too big. They're too heavy. Give me something super thin. But I also really want a ton of battery. So I am the same way. I didn't think the Air was a phone that made sense to me at all until I felt Samsung's S25 Edge. And then I'm like, oh, no. I see the appeal here. This is comfortable. This like feels good to use. And I really like it. But the battery life is not so great. Actually, it really wasn't that bad. And for me, I'm at a desk all day. I can easily charge it. I don't want to, but I can. It's not that big of a deal. But for those that are out in the field doing work where, you know, you're not at your cushy desk with the charger nearby every 5 seconds, like you're going to need something bigger. So it's all about the needs. And everybody just buys a Pro Max at this point anyway. So
that's what I was going to say. I actually, this year, I'm going to move from the iPhone 16 Pro, probably up to the 17 Pro Max. And I will move from natural titanium, which I've had the last 2 years, probably to white and silver. But I'm interested for you, because I obviously, at Macrumors, with making videos, you will acquire many of these devices to test them out and make some content for everyone. But what will you actually use day to day? Do you think you're going to go all in on the Air for a little while?
I really want to. And I think from a, you know, I'm not a journalist. I said this earlier, but from a journalistic perspective, I should use the Air for my daily phone the whole time, you know? But I feel like at the end of the day, I'm just going to go back to the iPhone 17 Pro Max, which I do on a regular basis. In fact, this entire conversation, I'm still thinking, should I really just do the Pro Max or should I just do the Pro? Because I like the size more. And I'm going to sneeze here, so you can continue on. But give me a sec.
I agree.
You were waiting for me to sneeze, weren't you? It didn't happen, by the way.
Oh yeah, no, I was thrown off there.
I didn't want to like do a heavy sniff in to get the sneeze to go away on mic, because I didn't want people to be like, my ears. But okay, well, I thought I was going to sneeze. Anyways, I feel like at the end of the day, I am a Pro Max user. I hate how big this is. I really do. And I also love how big this is. I don't know what it is. It's made me a hypocrite. So don't listen to me when it comes to recommendations. Just buy what you like what you buy.
Should we move on to the Apple Watch?
Sure. It's less exciting, but it's exciting.
Well, three new models. It's been a while since we've had
three new models. I'm more excited about the AirPods, but we'll come back to that in a second.
I'm actually also really excited for the AirPods. Yeah.
But Apple Watch, I mean, the biggest thing here is if we don't get some sort of new health feature, then I think it's going to be a bust, personally. I just think that the level of interest has to be pretty low. Sure, you'll get people that'll upgrade because there are people that are on older watches. I think my wife's still using a 6. It's time for her to get something bigger. or newer, I mean. But, you know, like, otherwise, what else is there really? Like, if you're just looking at a yearly upgrade, which most people don't even do anyways for that, I don't know. I don't even remember any new health features in the last few years.
I mean, we got sleep apnea last year. They have been slowly creeping in. I mean, the Series 8 introduced body temperature detection. But it has definitely slowed down in terms of new health features. We are looking at maybe a new sleep score feature and improved sleep tracking. And obviously, hypertension detection is the big one that's rumored.
Right.
I don't know if this is going to be a big year for Apple Watch. I think it could be a relatively big year for the Apple Watch Ultra. I think Apple can make quite a lot of the satellite connectivity. And also, if it has a larger, better display, that might be enough to tempt people who have a first-generation Ultra. But it might be a quieter year, at least for the series Apple Watches. The Apple Watch SE, I think it's flying under the radar a little bit now, especially since in the Apple community, if you're an Apple enthusiast, chances are you don't buy the SE. You maybe go for the Series or the Ultra. But the Apple Watch SE, bear in mind that all first-generation users, it no longer has support for the latest version of watchOS. So plenty of people will be looking to upgrade that this year. And if you get a device that's got the Series 7 style design with that much larger display and a newer chip, but still at a low price point, that will definitely entice a lot of people. So it may not be the most exciting thing at the Apple event.
Right.
But I think it's definitely still worth pointing out when the actual Series upgrade is maybe a little bit smaller.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, for me personally, unless we get some sort of marquee new health feature, I think the hypertension one would be great. I personally am less excited compared to like the iPhone on a year-over-year upgrade with Apple Watches.
I agree.
But like you mentioned, people that are not me, that are definitely a few years behind, there's a lot that you're going to like. And the SE is the one that I recommend to the people that are just like, I just need a watch that does X, Y, Z at a pretty basic level. Like, that's easily the one. I still recommend the current one. People have had no problems with it. So, I mean, what else do we expect? The sleep score thing is also kind of lame. I mean, not the feature itself. I am all for it. The fact that it's launches as an exclusive.
Yeah, it's not a transformative feature. We're expecting 5G red cap. We're expecting the
satellite
S11 chip. Maybe this integrated Bluetooth and Wi-Fi chip, and then satellite for the Ultra.
For the Ultra, did you see that Garmin already beat Apple to it with a watch?
Yeah,
yeah, I love one. That's how you. I feel like that's how you kind of know when you get these leaks and rumors, and you're like, yeah, like this is rumored to happen. We've heard a lot about it, but obviously we don't know for sure until Apple says it. But then when a company quickly launches something that has a very similar feature set, they obviously know that it's coming. So they're trying to get out ahead of it, and they launch it before Apple does so they can say they were first. So that, to me, confirms it. I'd be shocked if it wasn't there.
And speaking of companies that have launched a feature first, that does take us to AirPods, because we've had heart rate monitoring on Beats now
for about six months. That was Apple.
Yeah, well,
Apple beat themselves.
Apple debuted their own feature.
Actually, what did I say last week? Beats wants you to know that it was a separately designed and engineered thing. I said this last week. I got to stick up for my Beats people.
Well, there is now this rumor of body temperature detection coming to the AirPods, which I think would be an amazing feature would really bolster the AirPods health monitoring capabilities. I know we have this discussion about how useful will that be if it kind of only works when you don't wear your Apple Watch. But I think especially with body temperature detection, that wouldn't be the case, because a reading taken from inside the ear will be more accurate than a reading from the wrist, which may be Apple's way of selling AirPods as a health product. It may well say, okay, well, it's more accurate to take your heart rate from your wrist. So if you are not wearing your watch, then it will default to your AirPods. But if you're not wearing your at any other time, it will default to your Apple Watch. But with body temperature, it will be the reverse, and it will actually default to the AirPods. But either way, it just packages up the AirPods as this health offering, really, in a way that we've not had before. And it would be.
So wait, are we expecting an instant readout with this?
I don't know, but it should be more. I mean, you certainly are not going to sleep in the AirPods, so I imagine that it will. I don't know about an instant readout, but it might provide you with a daytime baseline temperature. And to me, this is a very interesting way to position the AirPods because, for example, I increasingly now take some time away from my Apple Watch to wear mechanical watches. So I would be a prime customer, actually, to take advantage of health features on the AirPods. And the one thing I would really like is if it used the AirPods accelerometers to integrate with activity rings.
Yes, because how often do you need to close that ring, but you're like, I want to wear a mechanical watch. I ain't getting credit for it. That's exactly. A really superficial thing, but it happens to me too.
That could be three different health and fitness features with the AirPods Pro. And that's not even including any battery life improvements, active noise cancellation improvements, design improvements, or obviously sound improvements, which should all be coming.
Obviously, we're expecting a new chip, so that should hopefully improve all of the necessary things with AirPods Pro, right? We should get some...
Yeah, computational sound audio. That will also improve active noise cancellation. And in even things like automatic pairing. And if it's more efficient, it could improve battery life. I think these will be incredibly popular. It's easy to forget how it's actually been a while since Apple has updated the AirPods Pro. The last upgrade really only introduced USB-C and lossless on Vision Pro. But that's another feature. Maybe we will get some better lossless integration as well. It's difficult to say, but I think regardless, there do seem to be quite a lot of features here that will make it a compelling upgrade, especially if Apple keeps it at the same price point.
If you're a smoker or vapor ready to make a change, you really only need one good reason. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you'll discover many good reasons. Reasons like Zyn nicotine pouches are still America's number one choice for smoke-free, hands-free nicotine satisfaction. Or because you can choose between 10 varieties, each available in either 3 or 6 milligrams of nicotine satisfaction. Or even because Zyn offers a robust rewards program full of premium items and experiences. How's that for good reasons? Now, if you're still unsure whether Zyn is the right change for you, there's only one way to find out. Check out Zyn.com/find to find Zyn at a store near you. You have a lot of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Let me ask you, you're wearing EarPods wired. Will they finally disappear once AirPods Pro 3 come out?
Probably. Although I will say the microphones on the AirPods Pro do need work.
Well, maybe these ones will have upgraded microphones.
I would really like to hear Apple talk about how it has made some improvements to the microphones because the original style AirPods, the first gen and the second gen AirPods, the microphones on those were really good. It had those beam-forming microphones where at the bottom of the stem, there was a little speaker grill that pointed directly toward your mouth. So the audio was great. But then when Apple moved to this new stem design that was introduced on the first gen AirPods Pro and then subsequently came to the AirPods 3 and AirPods 4, the microphones are no longer located there. They're on the sides of the stems and much smaller. And they just don't sound anywhere near as good. And if you ever are having a phone call with someone who's using AirPods 3, 4, or the AirPods Pro, they sound nowhere near as good as those original AirPods. And we shouldn't really be taking a step back here. I would really like to see that move forward because that's a key feature for AirPods is making calls. Yeah. And you think Apple Studio microphones are so good on so many of its devices.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
The AirPods Pro feel a little bit weak.
Could you imagine if they could somehow figure out a way to get like the iPhone, the latest iPhone's microphones, which are really good, implemented into the AirPods? I mean, granted, I'm guessing there's a sizing issue there and spacing issue, but that would be great. I think a lot of people, I think a lot of creators would use it more so than the wired one that you see in the trend where they're holding it up to their mouth. I don't know. Maybe that'll squash
that. The
thing
is, the wireless AirPods, the mics on them are great. They are some of the best, like most convenient mics that Apple has ever made. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't have this mic to do this podcast now and I had to use these, it would be absolutely fine. But that just would not really be possible with AirPods Pro.
All right, we're button up against the end here. Rapid fire questions I have for you.
Okay.
AirTag 2, yes or no?
I'm going to say no, but I hope it's yes.
Okay. And if it was yes, just the biggest change in feature here would obviously just be the Bluetooth capability being a lot more improved.
Yeah, so 3 times the range we're expecting.
Yeah, which is good. Maybe some fun colors for AirTags. I don't know. I know that's not rumored, but that's in my mind. I'm like, we don't have to make it white. We could make it something different.
That's true.
Anyways, at this event, yes or no, M4/M5 Vision Pro?
No.
Okay. Now, post-event, talking October, bleeding slightly into November, HomePod Mini, Apple TV, and maybe the...
Yes.
M4, M5 Vision Pro, and the M5 iPad Pro.
There is definitely enough in the pipeline now that Apple is not going to squeeze this all into a September event. I think chances of an October event are very high. And if we don't get an October event, we are almost certain to get another one of those weeks of Apple hammering the press releases and releasing Apple TV and a new HomePod on a Monday, then M5... iPad Pro on a Tuesday, M5 Vision Pro on a Wednesday, AirTag 4 on a Thursday, and on it goes. Because there's just too
much events,
to fit into
but I do thing. Like that too. It makes it really exciting.
It was fun.
It is fun. Yeah. Okay. So, anything else you want to mention before we basically dive headfirst into the event next week?
I think that we should be excited for this one. I think that we often give Apple a hard time for not doing enough and upgrades not being significant enough. But I think we should just take a moment to recognize that, at least with the iPhone lineup, the Air is a completely new design, a completely new take on the iPhone. The Pro iPhones are being completely redesigned and are getting significant upgrades to their cameras. Even I would argue bringing satellite connectivity to the Apple Watch Ultra is pretty significant. And that device is getting its first upgrade in 2 years. AirPods Pro, like we've just talked about, that's its first upgrade in years. This is a pretty good time to be an Apple customer.
Will this shade of orange satisfy me? Will I be happy with it, or will I end up not using it and getting something different?
I think I'm going to be positive here. I'm going to say it will satisfy you because it's aluminium, so it's not titanium, so Apple can give it a richer color. That's my logic. It's not just speculation.
Okay. I like it. I just think it would be hilarious if the one time we finally get an orange iPhone.
I fully expect actually you'll like it and then just won't buy it. You'll just buy like a white iPhone.
No. I have been so into the latest, like the black iPhones look matte, so like it's been eating away at me, and all these like dummy units that I see, if they're remotely like that, I know inside I'm gonna be like, damn, I really wish I had that one. But listen, I at this point I have to get orange. There's no other way. I have to get it.
Yeah, you would lose a lot of credibility if you do not buy that orange
in the orange community. Yeah, I'm gonna have to keep. All right, just another friendly reminder, as I mentioned earlier, we do have a special episode coming out. Should be out now if you're listening to this. Go check it out. It is with Casey Lacob, the writer and director of the very Apple influenced and Apple heavy Easter, just tons of things in the movie that if you're an Apple fan, I think you'll enjoy seeing. It's called Everything to Me, and it's in theaters today. So go check it out, and we'll catch everybody in the next episode.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.